Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Kiddushin. We are up to Parak Dalid Mishnah He. So we just went through, if a Kohen wants to get married, he's got to go through all the different levels of the Yichus to be able to check if this woman is worthy of marrying in terms of her Yichus. But in both, you don't have to check if a Kohen was already someone who did the Avodah by the Mizbeach, then you don't have to keep going up the family tree, because you could presume that before they let a Kohen do Avodah by the Mizbeach, they already checked into it. Or also, if he was a Levi who stood by the Duchan and did the Avodas Leviyah, you don't have to check from there also. And if he served on the Sanhedrin, you don't have to check any further up the family tree, because all these people, they already did a background check. It's like in modern times when they do a background check on somebody, so that background check carries forward. Anyone whose forefathers were known to have been people who are Shotrei HaRabim, people who are recognized as officers over the people, the gabbai tzedakah, or who are in charge of collecting tzedakah and distributing tzedakah, they could marry their daughters off to kohanim, and you don't have to check into the ancestry. Rabbi Yossi Omer, even if someone was just an aide in the court records of a place near Tzipori, so you don't need to check into the ancestors. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, af mishay muchtav Istratya Shel Melech, even someone who is a soldier in Davna Melech's army, also you don't need to check, because only the most miyuchasim were able to fight in Davna Melech's army. Moving on now to Mishnah Vav, Bas Chalal Zachar, the daughter of a Chalal, of a male Chalal, Psul Menakuna, is also not allowed to marry a Kohen. Liolam, that goes down forever, meaning that goes down to his son and to his son and all the way down the generations. And the daughter of any of those sons, a grandson, a great-grandson, are not allowed to marry a Kohen. Yisrael shenas a chalala, but if Yisrael marries a girl who's a chalala, bito ksheir lakuna, his daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen, because chalala does not go down the generations. Chalal shenas a bas Yisrael, if a chalal marries a bas Yisrael, bito psul lakuna, then his daughter is not allowed to marry a Kohen, because the daughter of a chalal is a chalala, which is what we had just said. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bas Ger Zachar Kibas Chalal Zachar, that the daughter of a Ger Zachar has the same status as the daughter of a male Chalal. I mean, just like a male Chalal, that status goes down to his daughter, so too a Ger Zachar passes that status down to his daughter, so she also is not allowed to marry a Kohen. The daughter of a Ger would not be allowed to marry a Kohen. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we said that we don't have to look into Yichus once someone served by the Mizbeach, or a Levi by the Duchan, or someone was on the Sanhedrin, or he was a public official, or he was a Gabbai Tzedakah, so it's not necessary to look any further. But Rabbi Yossi says that even someone who was an aide by the Archei HaYishana Shel Tzipori, we don't need to look any further. And Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus added even someone who was listed as a soldier in Davna Melech's army. And then above, we said that a daughter of a male Chalal is pasul l'kohuna, and that goes down through all the generations of his sons. If his son is a chalal and his grandson is a chalal, so that daughter is going to be pasul l'kohuna. The Yisrael who marries a chalala, though, her daughter is going to be kasher l'kohuna. A female chalala does not pass that down to her children. A chalal who marries a bas Yisrael, his daughter is going to be pasul l'kohuna, which is what we said at the beginning of the Mishnah. I'm not sure why it repeats it. I'm sure the Mefarshim discuss it. Rabbi Yehuda says that the daughter of a male Ger is like the daughter of a male Chalal. Just like the daughter of a male Chalal cannot marry a Kohen, the daughter of a male Ger may also not marry a Kohen. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Zayin.